Arshed told KPCW that the book, called Slam Dunk, combines sports and murder.
The story is about Joe James, who's a detective, who his daughter is brutally murdered, and he needs to set out to find out what happened to her. And Leah works for a professional basketball franchise, and she started dating one of their young stars. He, unfortunately, had joined into a syndicate who was with other players who were fixing games for power and money. And she learned a little too much, was brutally murdered, and the father sets out to find out what is happened to his daughter. And what he finds out is that in the professional sports world, that corruption is more the norm than the exception.
He said the concept was his at first, and then it became a collaboration with Caitlin Hawker.
He had actually written an entire manuscript when I started working, and so I kind of went through and kind of reorganized and revamped it, and then after some thought, we ended up kind of scrapping the original and just starting over. So the plot and all the characters are basically Rogers, and then we just kind of then redeveloped them together.
Arshed said he left Park City High 3 years ago.
Caitlin was a fabulous student of mine 9 years ago. She disappeared into college and life, and I tracked her down 2 years ago because I felt like there was something missing in my writing, and we have been collaborating for 2 years now.
So a former student could improve the professor's writing ability, huh?
Not really improve, just darken, make it more sinister, I guess. The story was kind of dark and sinister to begin with, but I think my talents were called in so I could make it even more disturbing in a fun way, in like a dark humor sort of way.
Caitlin is attending college with a combined English and history major. They will have a book signing at Dowie's December 28th, 5 to 8 p.m. The book is also available on Kindle and down in Salt Lake at Barnes & Noble, Sam Weller's, and the King's English. Before all that, they had to get a publisher, which was very difficult.
Most publishing houses, they don't want to have anything to do with first-timers. They're looking for commercial successes, and we're a first-timer.
And it's very much about who you are as an author rather than what your book is about. People want to know if you've had experience with what you're talking about. Like, a lot of the people that we met with wanted to know if we were ex-professional basketball players or, you know, if we were involved in professional basketball in any way. And when we said we weren't, it kind of was like, well, then, see you later.
The question they ask is, what's your platform? And I would go, I don't know what that means, which I think identified us as first-time writers. And the platform is exactly what Caitlin's saying. If you were a diplomat, then you have a platform. If you were a professional basketball player, we're writers. We're fiction writers. We use our imagination.
They're planning for a second book out in the spring, which also combines murder with an oddball setting.
This book is tentatively titled She Bites. And it is a very crazy veterinarian, a woman.
It's a romantic comedy if you're into really dark humor. Basically, it's about a veterinarian who is also a serial killer who ends up hunting down and killing people involved in dog fighting rings.
So if you do bad things to dogs, she tracks you down and does bad things to you.
Co-authors Roger Arshed and Caitlin Hawker. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.